Now, if you return for our responsive reading this morning to Psalm 96 in your Bible. If you don't have your Bible, the page is 566 from the front of the Bible. 566. Psalm 96. In this psalm are given wonderful terms for the conditions of true worship of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're to sing unto the Lord a new song. We're to show forth his salvation. We are to declare his salvation. And we are to give ourselves to Christ completely. All of this is in this psalm. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth.
Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show the world his salvation from day to day.
Notice that. First, sing unto the Lord himself, and then show forth. You sing praises to him, and then you show forth his salvation from day to day. Your lives are not marked by people by what you say, but what you do. If what you say is not in accord with what you do, it is of little value and brings reproach to the name of Christ. This would undoubtedly be true if we were to start right with family life and go right down through business life, every area of life. It's what we do. I often have said our children are not stupid. Give them credit for intelligence. You can sit in a pew every Sunday, but if your life is not in accord with God's will, that child sees it. And they may never say anything to a mother and father because they don't want to hurt feelings. But I tell you, many a young person's heart is finally broken by the fact that there has been no showing forth of this great salvation that we have. And if we don't start at home, it isn't likely we'll start anyplace else in showing. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people.
For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in the sanctuary.
Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth.
Say among the heathen that the Lord reigns. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously.
Notice in that ninth verse there, it says, O worship the Lord. And it doesn't stop there. How? In the beauty of holiness. Worshiping the Lord is not walking into a church on Sunday and sitting in a pew. Worshiping the Lord is doing exactly what the Lord said himself. He says, be ye holy even as I am holy. And this is what he desires for our lives. We'll have our imperfections. One day we'll be fashioned like unto Jesus Christ. We have the old flesh to contend with day by day. But Paul puts it that that flesh is to be crucified by the Spirit of God. So a crucifying process is going on. We die daily, you see, that we might live unto God. You see? We die daily that we might live unto God. So we're to worship him in the beauty of holiness. 11th verse, let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof.
Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice.
Before the Lord, for he cometh. Notice that. He cometh to judge the earth, and he shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. So the world shall be judged by comparing man with Christ's righteousness. If we do not possess it by faith, we have nothing. So here is the judgment of God upon you and upon me. And then secondly, the judgment seat of Christ, in which those who believe shall be judged for everything they've done in the body, whether they be good or whether they be bad. So that whether we're saints or no, without being the children of God, we face the final judgment and separation from God for eternity. As the children of God, we face the judgment seat of Christ and judgment for everything we've done with our salvation. So you can't play with your salvation. You can't act as though I came to Christ and now it doesn't count. Now I can do anything I please. Now I know I'm saved, so I'm not concerned about the things I do. The minute you're saved, you're more concerned about your life than you've ever been before. Because now your body has become the temple of the Holy Ghost, the temple of God. And whatever you do from that point on, you are doing not in a just in a physical body, you're doing in the temple of God. And I want to tell you, once this concept comes into the human heart, life changes, and the body is placed, as Paul says, he says, I keep my body under what? Subjection. Lest one having preached to others, I myself should be found a castaway. Now, he's not talking as a preacher only. He's talking as a human being, a man who's been redeemed. And he's saying, if I talk to others, and then I myself am found a castaway, imagine how terrible this will be. People look at me, they know I'm a Christian, and suddenly they find out some dreadful thing about me. How that affects the whole Christian community. So, beloved, we must make sure that before God, we hold the witness up for Jesus Christ and do honor to his holy name. May God add his blessing to this portion of his precious word.